In our fifth lesson that Pat read, we heard, "Then the angel said to them, 'Don't be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.'" So the angels promised that the birth of Jesus would bring peace and joy to the world. Do you see peace and joy in the world today? Or do you go along with the writer of that other carol, "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear," where in the third verse we read, "Yet with the woes of sin and strife, the world has suffered long. Beneath the angel's strain have rolled 2,000 years of wrong. And man, at war with man, hears not the love song which they bring." No, we don't see much peace, joy, or contentment in the world today. Nearly always there's a war somewhere. In fact, there have been only 26 days free of war in my lifetime, somewhere in the world. And there's terrorism. And even in our parliament, there's animosity between different parties and factions. There's very little peace and joy as you look at people walking in the street. So were the angels wrong? No, they weren't wrong. The peace and joy promised only come to those who admit their need and place their trust in the Saviour whose birth the angels announced. It's only through faith in Jesus and his sacrifice on the cross for us that we can be forgiven for our disobedience and become children of God, born again into his family. And then the Holy Spirit produces fruit in us, including peace and joy. Peace is being secure in the knowledge that we have a place reserved for us in heaven. And joy is a deep form of happiness or contentment which is independent of any circumstances. Let me illustrate this peace and joy and contentment which can be ours through faith in Jesus. I read a new book on Thursday called Dementia from the Inside. It's just been published. It was written by a friend of mine, Jenny, who trained as a doctor with me at Barts Hospital in London. She was a guest at our wedding. She's a committed Christian and worked for several years in a mission hospital in Zululand in South Africa. Then when her family had grown up, she became a GP, becoming the senior partner of the largest general practice in Southampton. Then she developed a form of Alzheimer's disease, resulting in her not knowing where she was and being unable to find her way back home or back to the surgery when she was out on visits. And she found it difficult recognising people. She sat next to close friends and said, "Who are you?" at times. So she had to resign from general practice. Now that would be devastating, wouldn't it, for most people, but she saw her dementia as a glorious opportunity to help others with dementia and their carers. She has a wonderful website called Glorious Opportunity. And you can look at that very easily by Googling Glorious Opportunity, and you'll find more about how she gives practical help to so many people. She now lives in a dementia village following the sudden death of her husband and travels widely lecturing and public speaking about dementia, including a slot in Songs of Praise. This book is in fact her autobiography. Let me quote just a few short passages. My dementia has greatly deepened my relationship with God. Having dementia has enriched my life. I ask God to help me rejoice in adversity. Rejoicing is a scriptural instruction with many physical and mental benefits. I believe it's a great privilege for me to understand dementia from the inside, that's the title of the book. I gain so much spiritually by reading the Bible from the perspective of someone with dementia. Then Stanley, that was her husband, Stanley and I had thought of serving God in Africa once I retired, but the onset of dementia changed our plans and our whole lives. Still, I'm convinced that nothing is wasted in God's economy. My dementia would turn out to be a glorious opportunity which would help people all over the world. And then, although broken, God has poured his love and grace into my life to hold it together, making it more beautiful and giving it greater value. She demonstrates that peace and joy and contentment that the angels promised. Jeremiah Burroughs, in the early 1600s, wrote a book called The Rare Jewel of Christian Contentment. The Rare Jewel of Christian Contentment. And in it, he defines Christian contentment as that sweet, inward, quiet, gracious frame of spirit which freely submits to and delights in God's wise and fatherly disposal in every condition. Doesn't that describe Jenny's obvious contentment in her dementia? May we all come to that position by faith in the one whose birth we celebrate on Tuesday, so that we also can have peace, joy, and contentment, whatever adversity may come our way. I bought another copy of this book to go in our church library. If you want to know a little more about God's plan of salvation for you, please take one of my leaflets which I prepared called Why Think About God This Christmas. There are some over there and there are some scattered in the well. We're shortly going to sing our final carol, which celebrates some of what I've been trying to say. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king, and then peace on earth and mercy mild, for when God and sinners are reconciled. Joyful, all ye nations rise, all ye nations, all. This is available to all without distinction. Whichever country, whichever race, then God can be our saviour. Join the triumph of the skies, with the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Let's pray. O God, our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for this short time of celebrating from reading some of your word and singing wonderful carols composed by Christian servants. We thank you for this opportunity, and we now ask you to so work in all our hearts that we might all come to that position where we can place our trust in you and receive that joy and peace and contentment which only you can provide through faith and yielding our lives to Jesus. Amen. So our final hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.